Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hello, what have we got here? Well, I don't know. Sounds like some sort of a radio talk show program.
Right, Governor.
If only there were a phone number with which folks could dial in. Folks. Do they say folks in England?
You mean the telly?
You're bloody well right.
The telly is 603-28. I'm getting Australian.
I don't know if they call it telephone, the telly, or the television, or the telly. But you do have to have a permit to have a TV there.
You do. You have to have a license, and they have vans.
They say it's a license, but it's really it's just you've paid the fee.
That's the same thing.
Yeah,
as a license.
Yeah, that's what a license is. When they take away your ability to do something, sell it back to you for a price. Yeah. But they do have men in vans going around with these devices that can point at and hear through walls or whatever, and otherwise detect whether or not you are watching licensed TV or unlicensed television, which is really strange. Can you imagine being that guy?
And it's been that way for decades.
Yeah. Right? Can you imagine being that guy? Your job.
Well, just like the cable company here can tell if you're paying your bill. The thing is, there the government is the cable company.
Well, the government is all of television.
Yes.
You can't watch television without their permission. Which is really scary.
Well, not just permission, but they provide it.
So this is Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And you can call 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us. We've been traveling internationally on the show so far tonight. We've been talking about England so far. We talked a little bit about the rest of the UK, including Scotland and Ireland. But we're going to move on to China. And, hey, nobody, you might know the answer to this one. How come there weren't any lockdowns and mask mandates in China?
There were. They welded people into their buildings.
Okay, but this is a joke. So what's the punchline to the joke? Well, after they welded people into the buildings, how come there were no mask mandates and lockdowns in China? Because they're already a communist country.
Okay. Cute.
China seems, or at least itself, is claiming success that it has somehow defeated COVID-19.
Well, I mean, they more or less did, actually, because at some point months ago, the government pretty much announced, yeah, we're not going to worry about this anymore, and just stopped caring.
Yeah.
And they defeated it, because then it was just like the flu. You might get sick, you might get not, you might not, but either way, life would go on.
And if you are listening to this program and you've paid attention to the numbers, you might also be asking yourself, in the United States anyway, what happened to the flu and the common cold? The CDC numbers don't exist.
Oh, people don't get that anymore.
They don't exist. Apparently, COVID-19... is the cure for the common cold and also the common flu. Anyway, this is from Jordan Schachtel, Substack.com. It's an editorial bit. And it says, China's COVID-19 success is a mirage that continues to deceive the West. Wuhan residents packed city streets to bring in 2021. Now, you may not have seen this, but there was a nice photo floating around on the social media. The top of the photo was, of course, China on New Year's Eve with packed streets in the downtown areas of all, you know, of like a big city.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the bottom photo was Times Square, where there was nothing, empty.
Except for the mayor and, except the mayor and his wife dancing.
Taking their, hypocritical dance moves. Social media was set ablaze last night with shocked and perplexed reactions to New Year's celebrations media coming out of Wuhan, China, which showed packed streets and citizens bringing in 2021 in an almost pre-corona fashion unparalleled in virtually the entirety of the Western world. The Wuhan celebrations were presented as a great source of national pride for China, who are projecting to the world that they alone have succeeded in conquering a virus that no one else has been able to get under control.
Yeah, just by not worrying about it.
This is so hilarious. As the COVID-19 case count continues to rack up across the West, China claims that its pandemic problem has been solved for many months. And then there's a bit of a video here that actually shows, you know, you can see thousands of people gathering. Many were baffled to see China's unprecedented images and videos showcasing supposed success in dealing with the virus, all without even having the need for a COVID-19 vaccine. Some were downright envious that the Chinese citizens were able to bring in the new year freely and openly, hoping that one day it could be them too.
It can. Just stop falling for government nonsense.
It's true. That's all it's going to take is for people to stop going along to get along, but they don't seem to be interested in doing that.
At some
point, I cured a branch COVIDian today.
You did?
You should tell the story.
I'll tell the story later.
Well, why don't you do it now?
How about tell it now? You brought it.
Okay, I'll do it now.
I just want to make sure this isn't a joke. Like, how do you cure a branch COVIDian?
What is a branch COVIDian?
A branch COVIDian is a member of the COVIDian cult. The cult that believes that, you know, that the COVID is the end of the world and that we're all going to die of it.
Sure you cured a branch COVIDian, or did you just cure somebody who was going along to get along?
Well, it's my story. I'm going to tell it the way I want to.
All right. Okay.
So anyway, I'm in the gas station and I'm doing what I usually do, which is I always ask the cashier, how many people do you know that are sick? And they always say the same thing, just about, which is nobody.
I've seen you do this, and you are very good at doing so.
And I say, doesn't that seem strange to you, or something like that? This time I said, strangest pandemic ever. Usually people get sick when they have them.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I turn around just in time to see this guy in line behind me whip off his mask and say something I couldn't say on the radio, this thing. and I was like, oh, my God. I gave him his face back.
Nice.
Nice. He didn't have a face, and now he does.
That's pretty cool.
Some people will steal your face right off your head. I'll put it back.
So the Socratic method was deployed where you merely asked a series of questions.
Yeah, a very short series of one question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all it took.
I guess you said strangest pandemic ever instead of doesn't that seem strange? That would have been a second question.
Yes, this time I did, although that is a common one with me also is, doesn't that seem strange to you?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. 8 months into the worst pandemic ever.
So now did this particular person whom you've claimed to have cured of his branch COVIDianism, did he say anything to you? They're like, I'm never wearing one of these frickin' things again.
He did not. He merely whipped it off.
Okay.
And he said, F this mask or something?
He did, but I can't say that on the radio.
Right. Okay. All right.
But you can say
because
F.
We've got an unconstitutional organization called the FCC that doesn't permit that sort of thing.
I have a made-up acronym for them that I also can't say on the radio.
I can say my acronym for the TSA.
Yeah, I'm going to say
thousands
that.
Thousands standing around.
Given your definition of branch COVIDian, I'm going to say this was not a branch COVIDian. I don't think that if this person was truly a believer in COVID and was truly afraid of COVID, he would not have whipped his mask off and said, F this thing. You just simply gave a go-along-to-get-along person the permission.
Yeah.
To go along with you.
It could be, but it could also be, I mean, when you think about it, for every person who's left a cult, there was the moment that it happened.
That's
you
true.
Know?
That's
and
true.
maybe they'd been straining at the edges of the cult for a while. Maybe they'd been questioning, but eventually the moment came when they whipped off their mask and everyone saw their face.
Well, and what I like about...
And they were in color.
What I like about things like this, nobody... When you do things like this and somebody does whip off their mask because they're like, F this...
I'm so glad it's not their pants.
Well, yeah, of course. But what I like about you doing things like that is that there's going to be other people who see that. And he's going to tell the story of how he did that to somebody else, right? And that's important because it's important for other people to see it so they, too, can begin to realize it's okay to stand up for yourself.
Yeah. And that's the thing. We got to be bold also be nice.
603-283-6160. Will you whip off your mask? More Free Talk Live on the way.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
Back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Thanks.
Not nobody, everybody.
Oh.
Did you forget who you were for a minute?
I thought you were welcoming me back.
I was welcoming everybody back, not nobody.
What, I'm not included in everybody?
Nobody is not included in everybody.
I guess not.
It's tough to be nobody.
It is.
It's a hard thing to be.
Indeed. This is Free Talk Live.
It's not easy being green either.
You've been talking to Kermit again?
I love Kermit.
Hey, Kermit. Our telephone number here is 603-283-6160, and we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And let's just go ahead right away to your calls and thoughts. We have Joe calling from Michigan, listening on the internet. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, first of all, I don't believe anything come out of China, but I will say, you know, we got like, what, a billion people, maybe a little over a billion now. If COVID was as deadly as our news media is saying it is, they should have bodies stacked up like firewood, man. Mm-hmm. It should just be, they couldn't even drive down the street without, you know, just dead bodies laying everywhere.
Agreed.
I've never seen anything like it. Just ignore what you see with your eyes and listen to us because we're the experts.
It's a testament to how brainwashed everybody in the United States has been. And I blame public schooling.
Well, I just think we got a lot of gullible. I mean, Fauci, he said masks don't work. And then he said they do. You know, I mean, it's like.
And then he said he lied.
Paying attention.
Yeah. No, they're not. No. People who listen to the show might be paying attention, but outside of that, the general populace, no, not paying attention at all. They are just taking what they're fed by the television and running with it.
I went to a little record store the other day, and like one of the little used record shops, you know, they sell used CDs and all that stuff.
Yep.
And, you know, I go there a lot, so I complied and wore a mask. But right next door, literally, they share the same parking lot, is a restaurant that's going out of business because of the lockdowns.
Yep.
Who decides what businesses get to stay open? You know?
The government.
The politicians.
Yeah.
You got to be like, you got to know who to pay and how much.
I mean, in a real.
Factories are still running. Walmart's still making money.
Oh, yeah.
But your local bar
has to shut down. Oh, the big businesses, they're going to keep going.
I mentioned this on yesterday's program. The real answer to your question is customers. Customers decide if your business is essential or not. If your business attracts customers, congratulations, you are essential.
Customers don't make the decision. Not anymore. Government does.
It's insanity, man. It's insanity. And, you know, I don't care if you're religious or not. Like, telling people you can't go to your synagogue or your church or whatever, that's a violation of the First Amendment. All this, you know, all this...
stuff?
Most of this stuff is you know, our Fourth Amendment, our First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. People, it's like if you give people free money and free food and they got a roof over their head, they'll hand over their rights.
Well, Joe, you yourself said that you put on a mask to go into this place that you went to.
Yeah, I didn't want to, but.
But why'd you do
you
it?
Know, I go there a lot. I like the guys in there, and, you know, I just.
So, that means, well, hold on. I thought you said you like the guys in there, so you're going to show how obedient you are to show them that you like them? How does that show them anything about you liking them?
Well, yeah, you got me. It's a little hypocritical, but,
do you think those guys are going
to
give you a hard time?
As much as possible.
If you don't go in wearing a mask, do you feel like those guys are going to give you a tough time?
Joe?
They probably just asked me to leave.
Really?
And I will say this.
They'd ask a regular customer to leave? You think
I understand the position that these small businesses are in because they got everything on the line, and the state, literally, will pull their licenses from them, and they don't have
the big
lobby that Walmart has. And
where are you calling from?
He's in Michigan.
So there's there's no medical exemption?
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Is there any kind of medical exemption there in Michigan?
I don't know.
You don't
know? I've never asked about it, really.
You should do yourself a favor and read the mask mandate that applies in your state.
I wouldn't even bother reading it. I would just say, I'm medically exempt, and then they won't do anything to you in most cases. If they do then kick you out, I would be surprised. I think that's very rare. that will happen.
And, you know, you can always resent.
I've been kicked out of a few places or asked to leave and harassed to put on a mask out of a couple places. But, you know, and it's you know, that was probably a bad example, I guess, you know.
The only place of business where I've put one on was a bank.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of money involved. The thing that I won't ever do is like walk in with a mask on. I'm going to walk in without a mask on. I'm going to make them say, you have to put a mask on. And then I'm going to tell them why it's nonsense for the entire time that I'm there.
Mm-hmm. And how many times has that actually happened, except for the bank?
The bank is the only place.
Right.
Oh, no, that's not true. When I first came back from Michigan, a doctor's office.
Okay.
I went to the doctor's office, and they... I wasn't even thinking about the mask as anything, but, you know, it's a doctor's office.
Yeah, I figured at a doctor's office, okay, it's a doctor's office, whatever. But even then, I didn't walk in with a mask on. I was at a dentist's office, and they didn't say anything to me.
Well, I definitely didn't walk into the doctor's office with a mask on. This was before anybody had masks.
Hey, Joe, I have a question for you. Are you getting the vaccine?
No, I'm not going to get the vaccine. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but, you know... I'm going to wait, I guess. I mean, like I said, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I don't want to be forced to do anything. If my employer tries to force me to do it, I won't do it. Even if it, I guess it would cost me my job, I guess. But
see, I'm not necessarily an anti-vaxxer, but I'm definitely opposed to being an experimental subject. And just invented this vaccine last week.
I'm opposed to getting a vaccine for something that I have a 99.98% chance of defeating if I actually do happen to come down with the thing. So, I mean, that to me, to get a vaccine on something like that is insane. You know? It's insane.
I mean, it's the majority of people who've died from this have been elderly, or they've had something else that was basically, you know, something, some other serious condition, you know, and it's just absurd what's going on. And it's insane, man. This is like some weird movie we're living in.
Yep.
Oh, it sure is. Thanks for the call tonight, Joe. You know, we do appreciate it. Hopefully you know, have more of an experience where you don't wear the mask and show it off to other people in hopes to also spark them.
That's what
to not wear
take.
The mask, because we need more people showing it off so that other people can be inspired. 603-283-6160 is our number. More Free Talk Live is coming your way.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. Dinovite.com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always lays a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I'm Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. Dinovite.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
12 Republican senators are set to challenge the results of the Electoral College vote when Congress meets on Wednesday in a joint session to certify that vote count. The group, led by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, is demanding the creation of an emergency audit commission to take 10 days to look into allegations of widespread voter fraud in some states. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford is one of the senators who will object to the electoral vote. He tells Fox News that his efforts are about answering questions surrounding the election, not overthrowing its results.
We're trying to say, hey, there are still lots of questions from millions of people out there, and we think those questions need to be answered. So we're asking for a pause. Give it 10 days. pull a commission together quickly, like what was done in 1877 when there were three states challenged then. Pull this 15-member commission together, give them 10 days to be able to pull the results back, then give it back to the states.
This is USA Radio News. One day before her runoff election, Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler says she will now join 12 of her Senate colleagues and vote to object to the Electoral College certification. In a statement Monday, Loeffler says that she will vote to give President Trump and the American people the fair hearing they deserve. President Trump will head to Georgia tonight to rally for the two incumbent Republican senators facing runoff elections on Tuesday. Senator David Perdue is defending his seat and tells Fox News what he hopes to hear from the president during his speech.
First of all, this is the last opportunity we will have to protect everything that we've accomplished in the last 4 years. The second thing is the last line of defense to stop the Democrats from perpetrating this radical socialist agenda. It's as simple as that. The eyes of America, and indeed I believe the eyes of the world, are on the people of Georgia. And it's up to us. It's our responsibility. It's not just a right to vote. It's a responsibility. And if you're upset as I am about what happened in November, the only alternative you have is to stand up and fight in the only way you can, and that is to get out and vote tomorrow.
This is USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. Toot.lrn.fm.
Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to, well, the radio talk show from the perspective of freedom. That's what I like to think of it as. Our telephone number.
Threat.
I know. I was doing
is
so
is it from the perspective of freedom, or is it from the perspective of not being free and wishing we were?
No, I think your description is probably more accurate than mine. But our telephone number here is 603-283-6160. We've got a couple folks about to speak to us, so we'll get to them in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it is me, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And let's just go ahead right away to the telephones, to your calls and thoughts. We have Hio Silver calling from Oklahoma.
Hey!
Hio Silver, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it all doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, let's see. I've been working on a few projects lately, and you still there?
Right here.
Yep.
Okay. I'm messing with my phone.
We'll be here for hours.
Yeah, yeah. I've been focusing on activism, you know.
LRN.FM.
You know?
LRN.
You know?
LRN.
You know,
that's not how you do that.
Is it the main?
That's not supposed to be unmuted.
So, all right, we had a little snafu there. Hio Silver, you can't say those bad words.
It's not the words that are bad, it's the FCC.
Yeah. So, Sadly, we will just go to the next
He's been
call.
Talking about calling us for weeks, too. That's funny.
We've
got to give him a hard time next time I talk.
Yeah, Ohio Silver, sadly, we can't allow cussing on the air, so we had to let you go. But we do have Steve calling from Arkansas. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Sorry, Steve, I had you muted. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how you doing?
There you are. We're good. What's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to apologize for my neighbor from Oklahoma there. I won't be saying those words.
Please, so please try not to. Please.
So I attended a funeral today of a 72-year-old gentleman who was a 32-year Army vet. A buddy of mine, it was his father. And, of course, he died of COVID, and I'm using air quotes.
Interesting.
He was sick for about a month and developed pneumonia. Went to the doctor, tested negative for COVID. So they gave him some medication, sent him home. Went back to the doctor a few days later, tested negative for COVID. They put him in the hospital. And where did they put him? They put him in the COVID wing of the hospital.
Wait.
He ended up testing positive for COVID a week later. Go figure, and passed away a week later.
Well, if you want everybody who dies to die of COVID, then taking all the sick people and forcibly exposing them to COVID may help.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah. Sounds a little bit like what they did in New York in the beginning, right? They put all the elderly folks together and let it spread through them like wildfire. And,
well, they actually shipped the folks with COVID into the elderly homes.
Yeah, they forced the nursing homes to take in COVID patients, and the doctors were like, this is crazy, because, you know, even a doctor can recognize that's crazy.
Yeah. You know, we have these regulations that they were supposed to end on the 3rd of this month, and now they've been extended another month where bars and restaurants with a liquor license have to close at 11 o'clock.
Does the COVID not like to go out at night? Is it like having trouble driving when it gets dark?
You know, it's just ridiculous. I mean, if you're a restaurant that doesn't sell alcohol, then you can stay open later.
That doesn't make
any
sense.
But if you're a restaurant that's got alcohol, you'd have to close at 11 o'clock.
Because apparently COVID is not only a lightweight, but also an alcoholic that can't handle its booze after 11?
Most viruses can't handle booze. That's why.
I reckon as well.
You know, it's just insane that we have, you know, and we have, of course, these mask mandates. Now, I go to a place here. The lady that owns the place, her and her husband are good folks. They're just trying to make a living. They have a restaurant here and a bar.
Yep.
And I wear a mask when I go into her bar because I don't want her to get the ticket or get her license taken away because I'm there without a mask. Now, it's weird because all you got to do is walk in with your mask. As soon as you have your drink, you can take it off.
So
COVID
ridiculous.
Knows once you have a drink, you're off limits.
Right, yeah. If you got a beer in hand, apparently the natural carbonation of the beer keeps the COVID away.
Exactly.
Well, viruses and bacteria and microorganisms in general really can't handle their alcohol.
That's what I said. COVID's a lightweight, but also an alcoholic.
But anyway, I just wanted, you know, and that's just here in little old Arkansas. I can imagine in the bigger cities and things like that that it's even worse. But the fact that, you know, we're getting 3,000 to 4,000 cases a day reported, and 30 to 50 deaths reported. But there's only been like 15 people in Arkansas die from the flu this year. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's so weird. I appreciate the call today, Steve. Steve was listening to us on 96.7. That is so weird that the whole they took him to the hospital and put him in the COVID ward thing. I don't like that at all. I assume there's nothing a guy can really do about that, like from a legal perspective.
You could not go to the hospital.
Yeah, fight back.
Yeah, I guess.
Refuse to go. If they try to take you against your will, fight back.
It just seems bizarre that somebody would, you know, get a little bit sick and then go to the hospital, and then be sent to the COVID ward, and then be diagnosed with it a week later.
I won't go near doctors until this thing is over.
Well, and, you know, we've seen with, like, the Great Barrington Declaration where, you know, thousands, tens, hundreds, 40,000 or so medical professionals.
They weren't all medical professionals.
Well, no, the whole thing has been signed by over 100,000, but 40,000 of them
oh,
were.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
40,000 of them, I believe that's the number. I could be mistaken. It could be 50 or 30, I'm not sure.
Each and every one of them was a bad mother in his own right.
But, I mean, there's plenty of evidence that doctors themselves disagree with how to handle the COVID and the lockdowns. I say, you know, take back your businesses. I say take back your lives. I say start operating as if you are a pre-February of 2020 human being again immediately. Because this madness is not going to end. They're already talking about using these lockdown measures for other purposes, mm-hmm. including battling climate change, a.k.a. global warming, whatever you want to call it. And how does that make any sense? How do you leap from one to the other? It doesn't make any sense to me. If it makes sense to you, that means you are probably very, very brainwashed.
Yeah. If there is no struggle, there is no progress.
Yeah.
Is the way it is. So what I say is be polite, be kind, and if they put their hands on you, put them in the cemetery.
When, just to circle back to the previous caller who mentioned that if this were a pandemic,
they'd have to be trying to stop people from panicking.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to make them panic.
You know, bodies in the streets, yeah, maybe that's a little extreme, but certainly most people would know directly a person within their, quote, bubble, unquote, who had it and died from it. But that is not the case.
Without being, you know, sabotaged into it by the government sticking them in a COVID ward when they're already old and sick.
And just to wrap up this article, China's response in Wuhan was pure pseudoscience. It didn't actually work. China did not eliminate the virus. The data about lockdowns in over 100 countries shows that they do not work to eliminate a respiratory virus. Same goes for every other non-pharmaceutical intervention. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case.
Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
Live. Our telephone number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we'll get to more of your calls and thoughts in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the captain. It's Ian.
And nobody.
And AnyPay 2.0 is here. And crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallets, your experience should be smooth. I know mine is. But some wallets aren't yet ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0. And reach out to those wallet programmers to encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. That's AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. All right, so here...
With two Ds.
No. Although I'm a fan
You've
of double...
You've seen Idiocracy.
I'm a fan of double Ds, I have to say.
Have you seen the movie Idiocracy?
Repeatedly.
Yeah.
The upgrade.
Yeah.
G-R-A-Y-E-D-D or whatever it is. Yeah.
With two Ds.
Yeah, with two Ds. So I guess on Free Talk Live, we now technically have the ability to give a second chance.
We do.
And so we're going to do just that. We're going to bring Hyo Silver back on. Hyo Silver has agreed to... make sure he doesn't let any cuss words flow out of his mouth while he's talking to us. So, Hyo Silver, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I put on a face diaper so that nothing will get out.
Keep the cuss words from flowing. All right, yeah. What was on your mind tonight?
Actually, I've only used one once when I cleaned my chicken feet this year, last year. At any rate, yeah, I was wanting to just share a couple of things. First of all, it's an essay I wrote recently called Freedom Agenda 21, just trying to put something out there, you know, positive things people can do to grow their individual freedom in the year ahead. You know?
Okay.
We've got all this focus on a lot of negative stuff, and, you know, if you focus on the negative, that's what you get.
That's true.
So, at any rate, the paper is on Telegram at, let's see, it's at Freedom Agenda 21. Also, it's on the website, agorist.market, in the main menu on the far right.
Okay. So what is it?
Through a list. Pardon?
What is it?
Agorist.market.
No, what are you offering?
I'm just sharing a paper with you that I wrote, positive things people can do in the year ahead.
Can you give us some examples rather than just telling us where to get the paper?
Yeah, I'll do that. I just thought I'd start with that.
For sure. Yeah, give us
a reason why.
Okay. Yeah, well, at any rate, there's a nice long list of things that people can do, both
give us
near
three.
Their
give
home
us your top
and
three. What do you think
are
some
out of their area?
Yeah, give us three things people can do.
Three things. Okay. First of all, if you have a business, start accepting more non-bank payments.
Good one.
I know you guys are big on that. Nice.
Yeah, good one.
Also, get out of the banking system. Mm-hmm. Avoid bank system debt.
And I want to make it clear to our listeners, too, that while we here on Free Talk Live are big on cryptocurrencies aren't the only game in the stop using banking and government currency world. There are other forms of currency. Folks already know probably about gold and silver, but we're also big fans here on Free Talk Live of goldbacks.
Yeah.
And these are a new form of, I'm going to say, I don't know, how do you best describe goldbacks?
It's spendable.
Spendable gold. It's they look beautiful. They're works of art.
Artwork. Yeah,
and sure. They're, you know, like the one is 1/100,000th.
No, 1,000th.
Or 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold in the one. And there's different denominations. They have different artwork. They're great. So go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good one. Another one is just investing in yourself. You know, a lot of people don't think about that as an investment. But, you know, learning skills, that's huge. Nobody can take that away from you as long as you're still walking.
Learn how to shoot.
Yeah. Also, there are ways to be able to stay out of debt by, you know, building on your own land, building affordably. There's something in there about, in the paper, about how to do that and how to build also where you're able to have a nice garden. You know, you're generating what you need for your garden without having to use a composting toilet. You can actually put all that composting outside in a tank and have a normal flushing toilet inside. That's one of the things that we're promoting at a new Freedom Community in the Western Ozarks. So I've been working with Jim Davidson on getting this plan going.
A Freedom Community?
Yes, it's called Valiant. We're in the process of acquiring the property now. On Telegram, you can learn more about it at Valiant, Valiant_community. That's also linked in this paper that I mentioned earlier.
Excellent.
Isn't Jim Davidson the infamous libertarian internet troll?
Yeah, I guess. I don't think of him as a troll, but
I like
he's
him.
A good friend.
Whatever happened with Jim Davidson? Because he used to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival a long time ago. He decided the Ozarks were a better bet?
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about what his thoughts were there. But, you know, I've been in this area for a long time. I have a homestead a few miles away from this property.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful here. The weather's nice. Good
so
portion of the year.
Have you lived there for a long time?
I've had my homestead for 7 years now here.
So you didn't. So this wasn't a migratory project for you, or you weren't part of some sort of move here project. But you're creating a project where other people, you want them to move near you?
We're creating a freedom community where people can move together to be with kindred spirits in this area if they prefer this part of the country.
Gotcha. What makes your project different than, say, Free State Wyoming?
Well, we're not trying to take over the governance of some territory.
They didn't try very hard either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better to first get everybody together in a place where they can, start building a freedom community, and then that can expand into maybe getting some people on the, county commission and stuff like that. And that would be pretty easy to do because we only have three commissioners around.
Now, are you guys trying to, like, count the number of people who are going to move there, or is it just going to be sort of an open invitation?
No, it's a open invitation to people who are willing to abide by the non-aggression principle.
Okay.
And then
this is starting immediately? This is starting immediately?
We're in the process of acquiring the land. As soon as we can get the land secured, then, yeah, this thing's going to roll forward.
And what's that going to look like? You're going to be buying property and then people will be subleasing it from you? What's the plan there?
Yeah, these are long-term leases, like 999 years. Mm-hmm. So essentially you own the property, but there are a lot of advantages to one entity dealing with whatever issues you might have at the county level or whatever, and also not having things like roads that are possibly taken over by the county, managing our own power grid, those kind of things.
And what was the name of the project again?
Valiant. V-A-L-I-A-N-T.
Well, I wish you guys better luck than Free State Wyoming, because they failed pretty miserably out there.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call tonight, Hyo Silver. We do appreciate it.
No, they failed pretty miserably, nobody. They don't even exist anymore. Their website hasn't been updated in, I don't know, most of a decade.
I'll bet a lot of the people still exist.
I like.
But what are they doing?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Some of them are probably here.
I liked some of his ideas about what folks can do. Like, I love the practical advice about how you can, you know, make some moves individually for your own benefit to take yourself out of the state as much as possible. That's always good
advice. Yeah, and if you aren't willing to move to the most successful and longest, most established migratory project, which is, of course, the migration to New Hampshire, then maybe they want to take a look at this next Move Here project, which there have been dozens of over the last 15 years, and almost all of them have failed.
And his the long-term lease.
Almost all of them have probably done some level of good.
Really?
I'm sure.
Give me some evidence.
Well, I know that the long-term lease bid they're modeling after some of the Indian reservations, they do a little bit of that. So that particular portion is of interest. We'll have the third hour of Free Talk Live coming up.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agrist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. And some people will try dirty tricks to silence your voice. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agrist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, you cannot tolerate any skullduggery. So go with agristhosting.com. Have a WordPress or blog site, but you're not satisfied with performance or uptime? Or just want raw hosting? Want to pay with Bitcoin? Agrist Hosting specializes in high-performance hosting with personalized service. Go to agristhosting.com and click on the button that says Get Hosted. That's agristhosting.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.